You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The West County Detention Facility is a medium security jail in Richmond. It holds men and women arrested for or convicted of crimes, as you might expect, and it also holds undocumented immigrants. From 2008 until late last year, Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, checked fingerprints from local police bookings against its immigration database in a program known as Secure Communities. At the time, when the agency discovered that someone who'd been arrested was also undocumented, they would detain that person at a place like West County. Last November, the Department of Homeland Security declared a change in policy. ICE would detain only undocumented immigrants accused of certain crimes, like espionage, gang activity, and domestic violence. But they still check fingerprints, and immigrant advocates say people are still at risk of being detained. Unless you know someone's being held, you might never be aware that the county jail doubles as an immigration detention center. A coalition of East Bay churches wants to change that. On the first Saturday of every month, the Interfaith Coalition for Immigrant Rights holds a vigil outside the facility. KALW's Mary Rees has been spending time there and brings us this report.
Every month, Alex Aldana stands in protest in front of the West County Detention Facility in Richmond. On this first Saturday of December, he tells his story to about 100 supporters. Many hold posters, noisemakers, or musical instruments.
As somebody that is undocumented, I fully didn't understand what it was like to be in detention until recently.
Aldana first came to the United States with his mother when he was 11, and he's lived here ever since. In December 2013, at age 26, he traveled to Mexico to see his dying grandmother. In early 2014, he tried to come back to the U.S. and asked for asylum.
I came here, quote-unquote, the right way. I presented myself to the border, and I was handcuffed. I was actually chained from my feet to my waist to my neck, and for the simple reason of asking for asylum.
He was taken to a detention facility like this one, but in San Diego. Like most immigrants in his situation, Aldana didn't know how long he would be held or when he'd have a hearing, whether he'd be released or simply deported.
For us that have been detained, just being in a little space in a white room, not knowing what's going to happen to your case, not knowing if you're going to see your family the next day, it's nerve-breaking.
Reverend Deborah Lee is director of the Interfaith Coalition for Immigrant Rights, which coordinates these monthly vigils for the immigrants inside.
Those who are in every way are refugees, but they're not being treated like refugees. They are being criminalized.
Lee's coalition holds the events to raise awareness
and to draw attention to the suffering that happens to the families and to the individuals who go through that process.
After the vigil, Alex Aldana stands in the sunshine near the jail entrance and talks about what life is like now that he's out of detention. He was released on bail after nearly 3 months and has a lawyer and a case pending for asylum. But he still doesn't feel secure.
I was lucky to get a bond. My bond was really expensive, so coming from a low-income family was really harsh. It destroyed our little economy that we had, you know, and again, you can't even work. Once you're released, you have to wait like six months to a year sometimes to get a work permit. So I had to move from place to place, having that trauma of like being chased or even, you know, like being at risk of being deported again, you know. It's something that I live with every day.
There are 92 immigrants being held at West County right now. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, says on average they'll be here 1 month, though Deborah Lee says some, like Alex Aldana, will be held longer. Some people inside this facility will be deported. Others will be released on bail and expected to show up in immigration court. In the meantime, if they have family or friends nearby, they can have visitors.
No jackets, hats, sunglasses, or cell phones, no purses or wallets, nothing in your pockets.
In late January, I go back to the county jail for visiting hours. About 8 or 9 people are waiting in the lobby as a sheriff's deputy reads the visitor's rules.
You're not allowed to bring anything inside except one single key, the key to your car, the key to a locker.
Coming for a visit is not easy. For starters, the official Contra Costa County website lists different visiting days from what's posted here in the lobby. Visitors must arrive at least 30 minutes beforehand to register, and they're faced with a long list of rules.
There's a dress code on the front of the desk. You're responsible to know the dress code. Also, you must clear the metal detector.
Access isn't easy for reporters either. The Contra Costa Sheriff's Department declined an interview and referred me to an ICE spokesperson, who also declined, though she did answer questions by email. None of the sheriff's deputies at the facility were willing to talk on tape during my two visits. But I could record in the jail lobby. Many people I spoke with feared that their friends or relatives arrested for minor violations would be held longer because of their immigration status.
We may be going through in about 10 minutes.
Fidel Sanchez is here to visit a friend whom he says ICE agents picked up a week earlier in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood.
Somebody reported he was working in the paper. Yeah. And ICE was waiting for him in front of the house with them. You know, he catch it before he went to work.
In a three-minute phone call from jail, his friend said he was worried about his family back in Honduras, where the new school year starts in February.
They supposed to wait for money for paid for the school stuff, but it's not possible. But I make a garage sale the last week. I get some money. I send to the family to Honduras. He can go to school.
Immigrants like Sanchez's friend and Alex Aldana say that's one of the hardest things about detention, the disruption of income and family life. President Obama's recent executive order would offer temporary protection to about one-third of the undocumented immigrants currently in the U.S. The protection is uneven, however. For example, Alex Aldana's mother would qualify, but Aldana himself would not. A federal judge put a halt on that executive order in mid-February, and Congress is looking for ways to defund it. Until then, everybody waits. In Richmond, I'm Mary Reese for Cross Currents.
Earlier this week, the House and Senate agreed on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security. The bill does not mention immigration.